Blog Talk Radio.
Winter, although some of the more conservative religious types, what we call the Holy Rollers, think that all these storms may be the wrath of God. Now, we just had an earthquake about 50 miles offshore of California, and of course they're saying there's no tsunami, but the FEMA has issued various DVDs warning of a tsunami, and there's tsunami signs, warning signs all over Mission Bay in areas where the real estate developers or racketeers, whatever you want to call them, have been building all these condos, supposedly affordable housing, and it's built on marshland, and it is, according to the signs posted by FEMA, that that area may be subject to a tsunami. We'll see what happens. On this day, very interesting birthday, we have the birthday of William David Porter. And he and David Farragut were the two Civil War admirals. In fact, Farragut's father was from Spain, one of the islands, and he fought in the American Revolutionary War and changed his name from Jorge to George. David Farragut's mother died early, and so William Porter's family adopted Farragut, and they both served about the same time in the American Civil War. It's the only case that I know in American military history where there were two brothers, even adoptive, serving in the same rank with in the same service with virtually the same rank. Another interesting name, I don't know if he's related to Winston, was a Confederate general at that time, Thomas Churchill. He later became the 13th, I think, governor of Arkansas. Among the great czars of Russia, or not great, but the successor, the son of one of the great czars of Russia, Alexander III was appalled because his father, Alexander II, who tried to free the serfs, the anarchists showed their gratitude by throwing a bomb at his carriage. And when he got out to help one of his drivers who was wounded, another bomb was thrown and blew off his legs. So Alexander III decided this was not going to happen to him. Alexander III's son, Nicholas II, was a weakling, and he caused the final downfall of the Romanov Tsar dynasty. Some people think that Putin is the new Tsar, although there are sources tell me, intelligence sources tell me, that Putin is really German, and of course he is not KGB or NKVD, but actually was German, worked in military intelligence. Among the other famous women who need publicity and credit for their work that she's done, they've done, Lillian Wall started the Visiting Nurses Association. Great actor with an Irish voice. He was in Going My Way with Bing Crosby and, of all people, Ingrid Bergman, who later was chastised for an extramarital affair. Going My Way, Barry Fitzgerald played one of the priests. He was from Ireland. Great English opera singer, one of the greatest, Eva Turner. She was known for her Turandot. A great jazz trumpeter. He was not black, Bix Bergerake. One of the controversial speakers of the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, Carl Albert. I think he was chasing Fannie Fox. He was drunk and chasing Fannie Fox around a fountain in Washington. I believe that's the one. Of course, these guys do all kinds of antics and get away with it. The author of a lot of books on bucolic veterinary medicine, James Herriot, the Scotsman born on this day. Great football coach. He wasn't Roman Catholic. Aura Parshigan, he was football coach at Notre Dame and Northwestern University. On this day also, James Earl Ray, the accused assassin of Martin Luther King, his birthday. The only woman to be Prime Minister of Canada, she lasted about 4 months, Avril Kim Campbell. I think she was a conservative. And she was Prime Minister from June 1993 to November 1993. Also, you see his athletic pictures, Mitch Gaylord, born on this day. Among the deaths, we had Tiberius. Now, Tiberius never wanted to be to succeed Caesar. He wanted, he was enjoying being a soldier. It was a great series, I, Claudius. I highly recommend it, BBC series. And Tiberius was known as a pedophile. He, in his pool, he would swim with young children, and they were called his minnows. Of course, there were a lot of perversion in Roman emperors. The great patriot in Italy, excuse me, I'm still getting over this cold, Giuseppe Manzoni, and Verdi wrote the Requiem, it's known as the Manzoni Requiem, to honor this man when he died. Great Czech patriot. His father was the first president of Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia was formed after World War I from the remains of the shattered Austro-Hungarian Empire. It's interesting today. Czechoslovakia has been broken up by its members, and also people are saying the same thing should happen with the Ukraine and the Crimea. Jan Masaryk. Now, in 1948, the communists had taken over Stalin's troops and marched in and taken over all of that area, and was called, you know, Churchill referred to it as the Iron Curtain, although Churchill did not make that, was not the original author of that statement. It was a woman named, get this, Snowden, back in 1920. She wrote a book on the Bolsheviks, and I don't know if she's related to the Snowden who worked for the NSA. But anyway, Masaryk either committed suicide or was thrown out a window. And, of course, I think it's appropriate now to play, and we couldn't find it last week, but that this is an excerpt from Churchill's Iron Curtain speech that he gave at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri in 1946.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. Warsaw, Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. There never was a war in history easier to prevent by timely action than the one which had just desolated such great areas of the globe. It could have been prevented, in my belief, without the firing of a single shot. And Germany might be powerful, prosperous, and honored today. But no one would listen. And one by one, we were all sucked into the awful whirlpool. Miss Shirley, ladies and gentlemen, I put it to you, Shirley, we must not let that happen again.
Now, again, Churchill was not the author of that term, Iron Curtain. The first person known to have used it was a woman named Snowden, a British author, who wrote about the Bolsheviks in 1920. Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister for Hitler, in February of 1945, just before the total defeat of Germany, he used the phrase Iron Curtain in reference to the Soviet hordes, Soviet armies, which were had eventually crossed out of Russia and were now moving toward Berlin, which they got to in the end of April, May. And once they defeated the Germans and took over East Germany, they didn't go back into Russia. Patton wanted to say, send me the troops over here and I'll kick their butts back into Russia where they belong. And, of course, it is believed that that statement and other statements got General George Patton in trouble, and he may have been dispatched or terminated with extreme displeasure. That's the suspicion of some historical researchers and writers. Among the other guests today, the great organist, he was also quite a showman, Ypar Biggs. His probably his best work was with the Philadelphia Orchestra playing Cezanne's Organ Symphony, and that's Symphony No. 3, a great recording. The doctor who created the Scarsdale Diet and had an affair with Jean Harris, the headmistress of that school, she killed him. His name was Dr. Tarnoff. And, of course, we have, and Ray Milland died on this day. His most famous movie was Lost Weekend, it was about alcoholism. Among the events today, William Penn got his charter from Charles II to set up Pennsylvania. One of our great doctors in this country, he set up the Eisenhower Oncological Institute down in Rancho Mirage. Dr. Philip Dreisbach, his family, the Dreisbachs date back to the 17th century in Pennsylvania. Also on this day, we have Lincoln in 1849, was an inventor. He applied for a patent for a lifting machine to lift boats out of shoals, but he never manufactured any. Interesting man, Lincoln. Also, during the Civil War, Grant became Commander-in-Chief of the Union Armies. In 1876, there was the first telephone call. Of course, there's this movie with Don Ameche where Don Ameche plays Alexander Graham Bell, and he calls Mr. Watson. This wasn't the Sherlock Watson. In 1880, the Salvation Army set up welfare and Christian endeavors here in the United States. We also had Japan occupied Merkdom, which later became infamous for as the Auschwitz of the Japanese Empire, where Chinese captured American, Russian, Chinese POWs were horribly medically experimented on by Major Ishii, who was a Japanese doctor. He was a sadist of the worst sort. He was as bad, if not worse, than Mengele. And after the war, they destroyed, when the Japanese knew they were losing, they destroyed as much of Merkton and of the records that could be destroyed. Those records that were important, Ishii saved them and offered them as a price for his immunity from prosecution as a war criminal. He gave these documents, supposedly, germ warfare and various disease tested on people who he didn't use any anesthesia. Just horrible. There is a movie, and I have a rare copy of it. We have it in our archives. Anyway, after the war, Ishii did get his immunity from prosecution. He set up a thing called the Green Cross, which was a blood plasma bank operation. operating in the ghetto areas here in the United States. They would give, they would take the plasma out of poor people for $10, give them $10, and then sell that plasma to hospitals and blood banks for $50 or more, but they wouldn't test it for HIV or AIDS, and this is how one of the avenues that AIDS and HIV got, and other hepatitis got into hospitals, and individuals were infected. Ishii died, maybe he's in hell where he belongs. Also, in 1910, China ended slavery. There was, and then, of course, this was after Dr. Sun Yat-sen and the fall of the Manchu dynasty, and, of course, 7 years later, the fall of the Romanov dynasty. This is interesting. At the New Mexico State University in 1893, they had to cancel their graduation class. There was one graduate, but he was robbed and murdered the night before. This is interesting. This is interesting. In 1933, Nevada became the first U.S. state to regulate narcotics. 1946, Japan declared Vietnam independent, and Ho Chi Minh was just waiting and thought he could work a deal where Vietnam would be free from the suzerainty under China and Japanese and all other outside effects and interests, and he would, could set up a socialist or China, communist state, but that didn't work out. And in 1971, under the Nixon administration, the U.S. Senate reduced the voting age from 21 to 18. Also, when a male turns 18, this is still on the books, within 30 days, he's supposed to register for the Selective Service. Or if he doesn't, he is ineligible for all federal aid and maybe even to hold offices or employment. And this has already happened to Alex Clemens, who was an aide to Roberta Actenberg, a politician here in San Francisco. During the Clinton administration, they appointed Roberta Actenberg Undersecretary for HUD. She brought Clemens into HUD, and when they did a background check, they found he hadn't registered for the draft, and he was fired. In 1849, we already got that. So among the other, of course, among the, as I said, political animals, Abraham Lincoln was the only president to receive a patent for that device to lift boats over a shell, and he never manufactured them. And, of course, we had the two Davids, David Porter and David Farragut, who were both a flag rank, that's what it's called, the only family of brothers to serve as flag officers at the same time in the same war, in the same military service. Now, in World War II, and I think maybe even the other wars, we've had like the Sullivans, who were the five brothers on the USS, I don't know if it was the Chicago or San Francisco, but it was a ship that was torpedoed in the Coral Sea. There were also other brothers on that ship. That's not known. Now, ABC TV, we have the 5:30 news out here on the West Coast, the national news, and they have the segment Your Money. It's very good. They've had some things on how to save money on groceries, cable TV. But what was troubling was that last week, Rebecca Jarvis was talking about a guy in Chicago renting out space on his in his garage or on his lawn for cars to park. They also brought up a guy who was renting out his backyard for campers. And then, of course, people renting out their cars. And, of course, these so-called rental services claim to have million-dollar insurance, but we don't know. Nobody knows where these insurance companies are. And if they are offshore, as one is suspected of being, they have difficulty when you have a claim. Also, when you do what is a commercial activity, if you don't have a business insurance, then your policy is invalid and they cancel your policy and return your premium. Also, if you, in this car or rental business, renting your car out, if there's a collision and the judgment or the damages exceed the $1 million policy limits, then ordinarily your policy would kick in. However, since your policy would be a regular non-business policy, non-commercial, then it's invalid, and you will get stuck for the excess over the $1 million policy limit. And, of course, your insurance company won't pay, and your policy will probably be canceled, as it should be. So this is something you need to keep in mind. Now, we're seeing more and more, you hear about the insurance fraud of chiropractors, doctors ripping off Medicaid, Medicare, and all that. Well, guess what? Insurance claims handlers do the same thing. We're beginning to hear more and more that insurance claims handlers have been doing some of the same things that these car wreckers, people who set up auto accidents. In one case, a guy ripped off, I think it was $250,000 in Texas. Also, Allstate Insurance, a racketeering lawsuit in federal court has been filed in federal court or was filed in federal court against Allstate. My advice to you, having worked in as an investigator and handling some of this stuff, that if you're going to have a contract with somebody, find out who his insurer is and check their record of claims handling. There are companies which are real shysters, and the claims handlers will do anything to lower their claim ratio. And so, you know, what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So I always advise people, and the same thing with you renting, if you're going to be unwise and rent your car out to these rental services or you know, the pink mustache, whatever, find out who the insurer is and what their claims payout record is, or if they're going to give you a hard time and a lowball you, which has happened too often. Now there. I think there's a federal law on this kind of behavior, so we will get into that another day. Now we are just added. We want to break up Amicus Veritas YouTube into the heavy duty stuff of political corruption, video voyeurs, racketeering, real estate racketeering, nonprofit, non-accountability. So that's going to be and will be the major. YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AMICUSVERITAS. Now, for the fun stuff and author interviews and historical things of interest, we've set up a new channel called Amicus Veritas Poo-Pourri. And so we just uploaded two animal cat and canine tales of the city, and there's a third one on the way. It'll probably be up tonight or tomorrow. So we're going to end. I'm losing my voice. I just had a touch of the cold, and we'll be updating you on the controversial insurance practices. I've had dealt with some interesting cases in my time, ranging from a veteran who was bit in his groin by a neighbor's German Shepherds. He didn't have to drop his pants in court, as what happened in one case, a Mel Belli case that he handled, where a guy, a detainee, had kicked and stomped a sheriff's dog, and the dog bit him in the cojones, and he had to drop his pants in front of a jury, and what was left anyway. But anyway, these things do happen. There's another case that I was involved in where a woman running a flop house here in San Francisco was insuring some of the tenants, older men, no relatives. They were dying mysteriously. And finally, there was an investigation, and I recommended that they get rid of this woman. There was just something funky about her. So what happened was they returned all the premiums. So these things happen, and you need to be ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. I keep telling people that. So anyway, we will, and also we'll be adding on our other channels some of the other interviews that we have done. We've got about close to 2,000, I've just found out, since we're doing an inventory. And we will be leaving, it's my plan, after the family goes through the estate, we plan to leave a lot of our recordings and interviews to a veterans group, a military veterans group that's in the works right now. So we'll end right now with politics and poker where my voice goes.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a king.
gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Well, it's Peter Paul Brazola, and we will be back Friday and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. My voice is going. And go to our YouTube site.